None of us, most of us, I'm going to include myself at least in this, spend as much time outdoors as we want to or could be doing, especially in a city like Pittsburgh, in this area where we have rivers and forests and trails and all sorts of things to keep us occupied. And today we're going to talk with some students from Manchester Academic Charter School about the work that they have been doing with Venture Outdoors. We have a representative from Venture Outdoors here too. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Iris. I'm a trip leader of Venture Outdoors.
And tell me a little bit about Venture Outdoors, what you do and how you do it.
All right. We're a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to get people outside. And what we're doing with these kids from Manchester Charter Schools is we have some grants that we're able to take them outside during their math class every other Friday. And we teach them how to geocache, or we take them hiking. We learn about their neighborhood, all sorts of stuff like that.
Well, that sounds very cool. Let's meet the two students that are here with us, and we'll have ladies before gentlemen. What's your name?
My name's Dania Henderson, and I'm one of the students who participate in the Adventure Outdoors.
Well, it's nice to meet you. How old are you?
11.
What grade are you in?
I'm in the 6th grade.
And do you have any shout-outs for anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Say hi to my mom.
Excellent. How about your dad?
You want to give a shout-out to him, too.
I saw your dad out there just now saying, huh? What about me? And also we have Nehemiah here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how old are you?
13.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in the 8th grade.
Any shout-outs or hellos?
I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Tria, my mom, and my dad.
Excellent. So let's talk just in general. Can you guys tell me, were you in the same group? Did you both get involved, or were you in separate groups by grade?
We were in the same group, but like I chaperoned last week.
Yesterday.
Oh, very cool. Since you're older, you get to have a position of responsibility, it sounds like, or a little more.
Yeah.
So you two, tell me a little bit about what you've been doing with Venture Outdoors so far.
Yesterday, we went on a walk around a neighborhood and checked out a few historical pieces around. And one time, we went geocaching, and we used a compass to find pieces of history around the Hines house.
What's geocaching?
It's like using a compass, except it's more on technology, but it's not that high.
Can you explain more about that, Nehemiah? How I've never done it, but I hear so many people talking about it.
Well, geocaching is like a GPS, but it like tells you, like it navigates you like where certain things are, so they set where they want it to go in this, and like, it leads you towards it, and they say like 280 feet. It's basically a GPS, but it's not like driving.
So it's almost like having a treasure map, and you're trying to figure out where something is.
Yes.
And what are some of the historical sites that you found?
We go around the Sarah Hines House factories, and they have like signs posted up by the buildings and the apartments around there that where we could read the signs.
Do you remember what any of them were about?
Not exactly, but I think I remember the one where it says that the Hines House used to be a factory, and later on, I forget what year it was exactly, it turned into like apartments.
Yeah, that's Sarah Hines House where the middle school students, the junior high students at Manchester Academic Charter School go. So did you do anything else so far walking around the neighborhood and also geocaching? Were there some other things you two did?
We built like forts out of the woods and with leaves and sticks. we got a string, and we had to go around and find some sticks, but we have a rule where it's leave no trace.
And leave no trace, what does that mean?
Leave no trace, it means if you make something, you have to, like, take it down because you want to leave it how you found it.
So building a fort, did you do that right, like, you're in an urban area, like, right in on the north side, or where were you?
We did it, like, on the path of right on the track, but we went to the side. We went on a side where they have a part where there's more woods.
Nehemiah, was it big enough to, like, get inside the fort?
Well, when I went there, it was made of a blue sheet thing that, like, they hung up to the tree, and that's when, like, it fit, like, 10, 12 people inside.
Wow, that's huge. I was envisioning something much smaller. What could you use a fort like that for?
Like, if it's raining and there's, like, it's pouring down, but there's, like, nowhere to go, you could just set one up right there.
So you could, if you got lost or maybe had to stay overnight and you weren't, maybe you're going hiking and you're free enough that you could just decide if you're allowed to stay overnight, you could build something like that to keep warm. What a neat idea. Why do you guys think it's important to be outside, or is it important to be outside? I shouldn't assume anything. Do you think it's important to spend time outdoors?
Yes, because I think, like, spending time outdoors gives you exercise, and it also, like, helps you just in case, like, if you're outdoors one time, and then that's when you have to, like, find a way, like, you could think about, like, what Venture Outdoors did, and, like, you could do what they showed you and how to, like, do it.
How about you, Danielle?
I think being outdoors is, with Venture Outdoors, we could be outside more because other people are used, like, being on their phone inside, and they're trying to get you outside more than you usually would on your own time.
How does it make you feel when you're outside?
I usually like being outside. I live next to the woods, and I went on a camping trip once, so I really enjoy being outside a lot.
How about you?
Well, I like being outside because, well, it depends on the season. Like, in the winter, I like being outside, but in the rain, I don't like being outside. But I like being outside so, like, I could, like, be free and, like, I could, like, jump as well, like, jump and do, like, what I want, basically. But in the house, like, I can't jump as loud because, like, the ceiling might fall down or something.
Yeah, you can be, when you're outside, you can kind of, you know, have a lot of energy that you could spend outside and doing things. Have either of you thought about what you might like to be when you grow up?
Well, I gave it some thought. Like, my first career that I want to do, I want to be in the NBA. But first, like, I want to graduate college. Well, first I want to go to the NBA, and then after I retire, I want to finish college. And then I want to, like, try, like, be, like, a college professor.
What do you think you would like to teach?
I think I would want to teach mathematics.
You have a really good math teacher now. I've met him. What's his name?
Mr. Zlatos.
Yeah, he's good. I think this is his first year, right?
Yes.
Do you like him?
Yeah.
He's tough, but he's a yeah, good teacher. How about you? Do you know what you'd like to maybe be when you grow up?
I was thinking about being an engineer, but then when I was little, I think about going around the world to different countries because I like traveling, and sometimes I see countries I always wanted to go to.
Where would you like to go?
I was thinking about Africa. It looked like a nice place to visit every once in a while.
You could do both because there's a lot of engineers that travel all over the world because they have great expertise in things. So, you know, you could do all of that. You can do whatever you want. Iris, is there anything else you'd like to mention about the program that hasn't been brought up that's important for people to know?
We are a membership-based organization. So, you know, we're always looking for members. We're always looking for people who want to be trip leaders and volunteers. And yeah, I think that's it.
And what if other schools would like to incorporate Venture Outdoors into their curriculum?
They can get in touch with, I would believe it would be the program administrator, Laura, or sorry, not administrator, program director, Laura or Liz. And they can get in touch with them through our website, ventureoutdoors.org. And we do lots of custom programming, and we just did a birthday party the other week. So, yeah.
Well, sounds good. And do either of you have anything else you'd like to add, Dania or Nehemiah?
No, I think I'm good.
Thank you so much for being here, and congratulations on representing Manchester Academic Charter School. That's important. You did a great thing today. Thank you.
Thank you.